This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's health department is scaling back one part of the information it posts on its COVID-19 dashboard. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The move involves outbreak data. The state will continue to post data about priority locations. That includes outbreaks in residential care facilities, correctional settings, child care and overnight camps, and other high-risk settings. But active outbreak case count graphs and active outbreaks by county will be removed. Ginger Stringer is a state epidemiologist.
But this decision is really more about making sure that we are prioritizing providing information that's most useful to the public.
She says the state is moving toward a response to COVID that aligns with how the agency handles other communicable diseases like the flu. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
After outbreaks of avian flu, birds at the Denver Zoo are back in their outdoor habitats for the first time in months. Some animal health experts believe the threat of avian flu is largely past and zoo operations are returning to normal. Denver Zoo's Brian Alcon says backyard chicken owners can follow the zoo's lead.
People who raise chickens are in the same boat as we are in the metro area here, where the risk is pretty low.
Infections peaked in March, according to federal agriculture numbers. More than 3.5 million birds in Colorado have contracted the disease. Rescue crews have located the body of a missing hiker. Louise Corkin was found dead after a two-day search in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. The Gazette reports that Corkin had taken an unconventional route to summit Kit Carson Peak. This is CPR News and KRCC.